We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Chof Hei Amud Aleph. It says the Mishnah like this: Ha'Evin Shebi Kiruya. Kiruya is a gourd that they hollowed out the gourd in order to use it as a cup to take water out of the well. Now the problem is that how do you push a gourd into the well? It's very light. So what they did was they used to put a stone into it, and that made it heavy, and it could go down into the well to get the water. So Evan, and we know a stone on Shabbos is muksa. So the Mishnah is the handle, how could an Evan be not muksa? Evan should be kiruah, even malam bav, in the fellas. If it's tied so well, it's so snug in there, that when you fill the water, it doesn't move, then a malam bav, you can use it. Why? Because since it became bottled to the gourd, it's a keli, it becomes a keli. The stone itself becomes a keli. From lav, but if it's loose, aim a malam bav, you can't use it to take water out, because the gourd becomes a basis to the oven, like Rashi says. It becomes a basis to the oven, so the whole thing becomes muksa. A similar case, Zemaira shikashura b'tfiach, you took like a vine and you tied it to the cup in order to lower the cup down into the bar. So malam of Shabbos, you can use it on Shabbos. Why? Because since you tied it to your stick, you started to your cup before Shabbos, it becomes bottled, it becomes a cleat. So, and we'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about that a little bit. The Mishnah says, Vaita, Pekaka Chaloin, the thing that fills up the window. Rav Leza Aimer, Bizman Shehu Kosher, Vitali, if it's tied and hanging from the window, Paiki Boy, you could fill the window with it. In those days, the windows didn't have glass, that a window was an open box, and at night, they wanted to go to sleep, they fill it up with a, whatever, let's say, a square piece of wood. So if the piece is hanging and tied, then it's not a problem. But if it's not tied and hanging, ain't poke by you. So pasha is a problem of binyan. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit more. Either way, you can fill the window with this board. It's not a problem on Shabbos. Even maybe if it's not tied or hanging. We'll see in the Gemara about that. But first, the Gemara is going to handle muksa shilas. Tanan Hossam. We'll enter the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on in Mesechta Shabbos. Evan shall piach chavis. You have your chavis, and Pashup Shad is like this, that you want to keep the thing on top, the cover on top, you want to keep it down. So you put a stone in it to hold it down, it's heavy, holds the cover down. Now you want to take a wine out on Shabbos. So what do? How do you get the wine out? So it says the Mishnah, Mata al Sidavid Fellas. You push the barrel a little bit, and it falls off. And that's fine. And it says Vaiter in that Mishnah, it's the Geya. To know, it says Vaita in the Mishnah, that let's say the barrel is between other barrels. If you push it, the stone will fall on another barrel and break it. You don't want to do that. So you let it pick up the barrel, bring it outside the storehouse, and then push it off there. And it comes out, you'd be metaltal the oven minatzad. When you pick it up and you move it, that's called tiltal minatzad on the oven. So that's what it says in that Mishnah. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rabba, Ami Arav Yechron, Lo Yishonu Elav Shecheach. This heter, according to Rashi, it's going on the heter of the sefer of the Mishnah that we spoke out, of picking up the barrel to get with the stone on it. That's only mutter if you forgot the stone on the barrel. But if you put it down before Shabbos, no, you can't do this. The barrel becomes a bosses to the stone. The barrel becomes a bosses to the stone, and it's muksa. That's the first mandi amals. Rav Yosef and Rav Asi and Rav Yechon says punk faket, the opposite. Lo yishonu av shecheach. Av v'niach nasis. So that you have to push it off, you can't take the stone off by hand, is only if it was shecheach. Av v'niach nasis kisulach avis. If you put the stone down, that alone, that it was v'yachir the stone to hold down the chavis cover, that alone makes it into a keli. So we have in Machlekes, Rabba and Rav Yosef, what Rav Yechon holds. According to Rabba, according to Rav Yechon, if you're Meniach, it's a basis, it's a man who makes a muksa. The whole chavis is muksa. According to Rav Yosef, if you do Meniach, it makes that alone will make the rock into a keli. Obviously here, it's not the way that you made a yichud. If you made a yichud, and you Meniach it clearly, you said, I want to make this into a keli, that's partial, it works. Here, you didn't do that, you just put it down. You put it down as a cover. Is that enough of a gila milsa to make it into a keli? So I'm a rabba. We have a kasha on my memra. Ha'evetz v'keruya, even the stone in the gourd in Malamba, if it's you could use it to, it's holding down the gourd, that the gourd could sink in to take out water. Ve'ein nefels, and even fall off. Malamba, use it. Malamba, you can remal. And the kasha is that's mashma that it became a kli. I could use it. So what does Rabbi just said that you put a rack on top of a chavis? It's not enough. Like, yeah, it becomes a buses. Here, I put a rack into a gourd, and all of a sudden it becomes a keli. What's the difference? But lohi, it's not shver. Hasam, kivin the hatka shavi daifin. There, since you made it very tight inside the gourd, that makes it a keli. Masha inkein by a chavis, just sitting on top, that's not enough to make it into a keli. That's not enough to make it into a keli. Omer Rav Yosef, my Svinah Shmaitz, Rav Yosef says that, I'll ask the Kasha on my Shmaitzin. It says in that same line that the gourd in Lav, if it does fall out to Evan, Eimer Malamba, you can't use it to fill up water. What's the problem? I put down the Evan into the gourd, so it's not worse than putting an Evan on top of a Chavis. So it's a Raya, not like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said putting the Evan on top of a Chavis makes it into a Keli. Here, put an Evan on top of a gourd, should make it into a Keli. No, it's not shver. Hasam, kivin lehatka betuli batel. There, since you were mahadik the evan into the gourd, that alone is being megala milsa that you didn't tie it, even megala that you don't want it to be a keli, and you know it's going to fall, and therefore, because it doesn't even work, and therefore, since you didn't make it tight and make it into a workable situation, you megala you don't want to make it into a keli. But in the case of a chavis, there it works just by putting it on top. So that's enough of a gila milsa to make it into a keli. So the Gemara, so what's the biyam mechaykes lemaisa between Rav Yosef and Rava? Maika mefigi. So the Gemara, ma'asava Rava holds being a maisa. To make something into a keli, you need a maisa. It's not enough just to put it down. You need a maisa in the stone itself. If you tie it. You do something that's a maisa, that's enough. Maisa v'lo maisa. Rav Yosef holds you don't need a maisa. You don't need a maisa to make something into a keli. And they go like their reasoning in different places of the machlekes. They have different machlekes that's similar to here. Because there was a maisa. The chiosa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chanina, Amri Lo, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Pam Achas Holoch Rabbi L'makom Echad. One time, Rabbi came to a certain place on Erev Shabbos with his Talmidim, and he was looking for a suitable place to give his shiurim. Umatza nidbach shalavanim. He found a row of stones that was set up for building. He told the Talmidim, "Tzu v'chashvu k'dish neish l'amacha. Have machshava on these that you want to sit on it in order to sit on it tomorrow." Rabbi holds machshava alone is enough. V'litzricha Rabbi l'maisa. And he didn't need a maisa. That's the first man of a pshat Rabbi. Rabbi Yechinoma. No, it's Shrikha Rabbi the Maisa. Rabbi needed a maisa. My Amal, which maisa did he say to do? That's Machlokes Rav Ami and Rav Asi, which will be the Machlokes before of Yosef and Rabba. Because Rav Yosef said, Rabba said B'Shem Rav Ami, Rav Yosef said B'Shem Rav Asi. So Rav Yechin said he needed a maisa to turn those stones into chairs. Now, what a maisa, my Amal, Rav Ami Amar, say V'Lam Dom Amal. He said, set it up before Shabbos, because on Shabbos he's not going to be able to metaltel it. So set it up before Shabbos. That's what he told him to do. That means, according to Rabbi Ami, there's no way to make the stones into a keli unless you do a maisa in them. And so it's very hard to do Erev Shabbos. You're not chiseling down stones. You're not going to do that. So he said, just set it up because you can't move it on Shabbos. And like we said a different time, even though you can't move it, and it's muksa, you're allowed to sit on muksa on Shabbos. There's no problem with sitting on muksa on Shabbos. That's not a problem. As long as you're not moving it, there's no problem of sitting something on Shabbos. V'asi Omar, no, your Rebbe told him, fear of Yechon, it says in your Maisa, what was the Maisa told him to do, bro? V'asi Omar, Tzuvah Shishu Omar, he told him, go clean the stones. And if you clean the stones before Shabbos, that's enough of a Maisa to make it into a keli. So what's the Machlokes, Bir Machlokes, Rav Ami, Rav Asi over here? Rav Asi holds cleaning is not enough of a Maisa to make it into keli, and Rav Asi holds it is. Same thing by us by the stone on top of the chavis. Rav Asi said putting the chavis down, the stone on top of the chavis is enough of a maisa, and that's what makes it into keli. And that's why I said before, Yosef Omer Rav Asi, that b'maniach becomes a kisui, it becomes a keli. You put something on a chavis, that's enough of a maisa. And he also, tzeva shafshavim is enough of a maisa. Rashi Rami holds you have to do a real ma'aseh. And therefore, he told him, no, you got to set up before Shabbos, because on Shabbos is going to be muksa. Itmar, Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul Omar, Savar Shal Karis Hava. This story of the ma'aseh, what was it? It was some rows of beams. And they told him, that's why the Shiloh muksa, because it was made for binyan, and he had to set it up for yeshiva, for sitting. Rabbi Yechem and Shaul Omar, Goshen Shal Svina Hava. These pieces of wood, it was pieces of wood that they use. The people on the boats, they have to know where it's deep, the water. Use that to make sure the boat's going in the right direction. They have these long wooden poles that they stick into the water to see if it's deep enough. And that was the story here. That was Shaili. You have to have machshava, make a maisa. So mandi of a goshosh koshkin savor. So of course savor will be enough with even if you have asi just by cleaning it. Mandi Omar Savar, that was talking about things of beams, have a goshosh kopala. People are makbar on it, and it's muksa, so it shouldn't get ruined. Therefore, it would not help a small little hachana to take away from muksa, and you need much more than that to take away from muksa, because since it's something that people are very careful with, therefore, just by cleaning it would not make it not muksa and be able to sit on it and be able to move it around. You need much more than that. So the Gemara writes, let's say the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Zmoira shi kashura betafiach imalam mashavis, which means you have a vine, you want to use the vine to lower the cup into the well. So if it's tied to the cup, then you're allowed to use it. If not, you can't use it because it's not a kli. So the Gemara, it's mashva kashura in, loy kashura loy. It's not tied, no. Maybe our Mishnah is not like a Mishnah Gamil, and we pass like a Mishnah Gamil. What's the dinner of Mishnah Gamil? The time of the Brisa. These leaves of a palm tree, which got hard, it's like a lulav. That they prepared them and cut them for firewood. You know, then he said, you know what, I want to use it for sitting. To sit on it. Tzorach liksher. You have to tie it together. You have to do a maisa hamechiach that you're using this for yeshiva. It's not enough just to think about it. You have to do a maisa. So real in tzorach liksher, you don't have to tie it. It's enough with the machshava alone to make this into a yeshiva. Just to speak out that even though before we had a shaila of machshava works by stones, stones are worse because there the avonim were something that was already meyuchid. Was already that used for binyan. That's usually used for. These things go either way. You cut them in mind to make firewood, but go either way. So Shimri holds it's enough with the machshava. It's enough with the machshava to make that mutl tatl. So the question is, so why by this mayor do you have to tie it, which is a maisa? Why have to tie it to the tefiach? Machshava alone should make it enough into a keli. It should be enough to make it into a keli. That's the Gemara's kash is, that it comes in like Shem Gamil, which is not la'alacha. Amar Rav Sheshes, a filter, Shem Gamil, my skin on, b'mechaberes ba'aviyah. The case was still mechubar over here. It was still mechubar to the tree. This vine, this mayor, was still mechubar to the tree. Since it's still mechubar to the tree, so therefore, you need much more of a machshav alone won't make it into a keli, because it's still attached. It's not normal to do something that's attached. So to make that into a keli, you're going to have kshira, even according to Shem Gamil. Right, the Kasha, what do you mean? Yachi, comes down to Mechubal Karka. There's an Isser to touch anything that's Mechubal Karka. Punch it out to Xeri, might cut it off. There's a Xera. The Chum says, Osta Mishtamish Vilon. So here, how can you use it? If it's attached, you can't use it anyway, because it's Mechubal Karka. And for the Gemara Lamata Mishloisha, the whole Isser to use it for a tree, Mechubal Karka, is only if it's above three Tvachim. Less than three Tvachim, as in a Karka and out of a tree, there's no Isser Mishtamish Vilon. The whole Isser Mishtamish Vilon is only above three Tvachim. Lower than three tefachim, don't promise Thomas Bilan. So here, it was a very short vine, less than three tefachim, and Rashi Mutch is exactly what we're using it for then, because it's so short, so you're not really gaining. He's saying you're using it for a spring that's not so deep. Al Kaponim was less than three tefachim of height, and therefore, it's not Kumash Thomas Bilan. So the first shot on our Mishnah, why the mirror has to be tied, is because it's attached to the ground, and therefore, to make it the keli has to be attached, has to be tied to the tefiach, and I'm Thomas Bilan, so less than three. That's one pshat in our Mishnah. Rav Ashi, no, a filter and tlusha. Don't tlusha. I had a kasha. Filter and tlusha. I had a kasha. The Lachar of Shimon Gamil holds. Machshav works. Here we have to tie it. Teretz is Gzer Hashem Yiktoim. Here, by a branch, they don't tie to a tefiach, you just want to, you know, just want to hook it to the tefiach, but worried that it's not tied, then it means it's not the right size yet. And on Shabbos, you might try to size it, cut it to size, which is a problem makar patish. Therefore, you have to have everything ready before Shabbos, so it shouldn't be gzeira shema yiktaim. So really, all you're shooting meal mach Shabbos is enough. Why you have to tie it is because gzeira shema yiktaim. That's the problem over here. So to Gemara, right? One more Gemara. Said in our Mishnah that pekakach aloin, the piece of wood that fills up the window has to be tied and hanging. What's the reason? The reason is you have to show that this is part of the window already. And the Gemara explains, no, you don't need so much. So what's the beer of Machlekes Rav Eliezer and Chachamim? Amar Rav Bachan Rav Yechanan, Kol Moedim, both Rav Eliezer and Chachamim, both Moedim, Shein Oizim Oil Arai V'Tchiv Yontiv. You're not allowed to make a new oil Arai on Yontiv, when you're talking about Shabbos, and of course not on Shabbos. That means that you can't make oil even if it's temporary. You want to take four poles and put like a talus on top of it, and you have yourself a little tent on Shabbos, and you're only doing it for an hour, and it blow down in an hour, it's so weak. Still, it's also you can't even do an oil arai on Shabbos or Yontif to make betchila beginning to create an oil. You're not allowed to do that. And Rashi holds it's only if it's a roof. Walls are not a problem, but Tosfos holds even walls are a problem. Oil arai even as walls is a problem. So everyone holds oil arai betchila is not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yontif. To be moisiv on an oil arai. Shavlaz aimer aim moisivim. You can't be moisif on Yontif on Shabbos. Also, you can't be moisif. You're allowed to be moisif. So here, there's a pekach chaloin. It's definitely an oil array. It goes in and out. It's not here. It's only here temporarily. So and it's moisif. There already is an oil here. It's moisif. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to do that. Therefore, the only way it's mutter, it's hanging and tied, so it's showing klar, it's part of the wall already. So you're not doing any moist, you're not making any oil at all. But according to Chamim, that is no problem to moist of oil arai. Therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos Yontif. Now, like we said, Rashi's shita is that oil is only if it's a roof. So what are we talking about over here? So according to Rashi, if you lot of Rishonim, Rashi's talking about a case is that the pekak haloin was on the roof. There was like a skylight. And since it's on the roof, that's why it's a shiloh of moisif oil arai. But on the sides, according to Rashi, there's no problem of oil. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that here, since you're talking about a binyan kavua here, of course, don't want the wall. The wall is not an oil. But here's the problem of binyan, because since the wall is kavua and the window is kavua, when you're covering the window, maybe it looks like a moisif on binyan kavua. And that's similar to oil arai, where it looks like a moisif binyan kavua. And that's machlokes here, if it's a problem to moisif on binyan kavua or not.